The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss. What's that?
20.
It goes down. Because of the wind wall, it falls on Grady.
It's being held, in fairness.
Nah.
You just trying to...
I'm okay with it. I think it's good flair. I like the adamantine axe, like, cutting through it as opposed to just pinging it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He gone.
He is gone.
As he drops, I turn around and say, touch nothing but the book.
Find the fucking book, then.
It's not gonna be in
here. Do you have a potion on you, like a health potion on you?
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure you have.
I'm gonna see if I have one.
Spare the dying.
That works too. He is spared.
But he's still at zero, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I've got a standard health potion.
Can at least give you that.
Okay, so I'm up at one. Is that how that works?
No, you. It's
roll.
What is it?
2d4 plus 4.
Yeah, 2d4.
No, I assumed I'm up at 1, and then if I take my potion, it's 2d4.
Spirit
no,
dying
spirit
doesn't bring
design
you up to 1.
Just stabilize
spirit
it.
Just stabilizes.
Oh, okay.
So, you can roll 2d4 plus 1.
Got
it. It's your potion.
2d4 plus 4.
Plus 4, sorry.
So, 8.
Better than 0. Now you can heal yourself. I'm also at just shy of almost at half my hit points.
We both sucks for you.
We both took a lot of damage on that first hit.
Yep.
I took more on the
yeah, no,
third and fourth, or fourth and fifth hit.
Because you took that crit.
Okay. Cool. So you guys want to look for this thing while I'm healing myself?
Any other obviously dangerous statues in the room?
Nope.
Was this statue on something, like a pedestal?
It doesn't specifically mention one, no.
Okay.
There are no open books on the desk?
Nope. No.
Just books on shelves.
Is there anything else decorative besides the bookshelves? Tapestries, murals.
Would it be
there's
that
a
obvious?
Sand table, you said, right?
Yeah.
Luke, just check out the sand table.
I'm gonna
pocket
cast
sand.
Cure wounds on myself, if that's all right, Jeff.
What's that?
I'm going to cast cure wounds on myself while this is going up. At a fifth level.
Yeah. So long as you're marking off your slots, you're fine.
I am. Is the spellcasting modifier just the wisdom modifier?
Yes.
Or is it's not? It does not include proficiency, correct?
Nope.
Okay.
Nothing else out of the ordinary, though, Jeff?
I mean, there's all kinds of stuff out of the ordinary.
Well,
but
sure. There's no obvious sign that there is another room or...
No.
Okay. No obvious sign that there is, like, I don't know, I just imagine a big portal hanging on the wall or something like that. Nothing like that that's
nothing
obvious.
Nothing obvious, no.
Okay.
Plus nothing, 3.
Nothing in the drawers that the hand opened before the golem thing
no.
came to life.
Did he give us a description of what this book would be like?
I don't think he asked.
Mm, yeah, that's fair. Mm-hmm. Kind of expected to see it on a plinth somewhere.
Yeah.
Might be too. Glowing or have a giant yellow exclamation point on it.
It was plus 33 if you care, Jeff.
Okay.
Because I feel like it would be somewhere secure. Nothing here looks like it's under glass or in a protective bubble.
Or he hides it in plain sight. So that it's harder to find.
She's an archmage.
Any thoughts, Grin?
We could look for secret doors.
I would agree. Kira just starts knocking on walls with her ear next to him.
Boom!
What do you want? You want us to roll like a search
or
something?
Investigation.
Investigation.
I thought the same thing.
I'd give you perception too.
Perception as well. It's a little better. It's a 17 on perception.
Oh. Can I work an arcana out of you?
No.
It was worth a try.
14 on investigation.
Perception.
What?
25.
No, for me.
The 25 will get it. You do find a secret door.
Detect magic.
Yes.
The answer is yes.
Kind.
Several.
It's going to go boom. Several ways.
Let me dispel.
Actually, you don't see any. You don't see evocation. You don't see things like that. You see.
We don't see traps. We see just stuff. Is what you're saying?
No, it could be.
The schools of magic are important, wizard.
That's why I asked.
Right, sorry, you said traps. Anything could be a trap. It doesn't have to be something that goes boom.
Fair point.
Could be something that teleports me to 30 feet in the sky.
Also true.
That is an adventure I want to run for DCC sometime, some of the grim tooth stuff. Just traps on traps.
You'd see conjuration.
Interesting.
Conjuration on the door, on the secret
in hatch. The area of the secret door, yes.
I can cast a spell magic a bunch of times.
Why don't you do it?
I don't know, how many times do I need to cast it?
Well, it's not how many times you need to cast it. It's how effectively you cast it. So say you cast the spell magic, then Jeff will ask you to roll, and that's the question, if you roll high enough to dispel it.
You roll an intelligence check.
Sorry, what?
You roll an intelligence check.
16 on the die. 21.
You see an aura go out.
Okay.
Or he does.
We good.
There's still several more.
On the door?
There's
shit everywhere.
All kinds of auras all over the place.
I don't care about all over the place. I care about the secret door.
Okay, sure.
That's what we were looking at. What do you think we were looking at?
What?
I was just going to ask if it's possible to see how many potential layers there are on the door.
You spend time studying, you can see several different conjuration auras on the door.
But several's not a number. I need a number.
Well.
How many times can I get rid of an aura? That's what I'm trying to figure out. I cast this thing so many times.
You see two main ones.
Two main ones. Yes. So was that one that went out?
Yes.
Okay. So we're down to one.
Yes.
Okay. 19.
Okay. That goes out.
Okay. So that's two.
Yep. What's the duration for, or does it give a duration for
instantaneous
dispel magic?
This says instantaneous.
Okay. Mm-hmm. After a few seconds, one of those pops back.
With it being seen that it popped back, right? Would I be able to? Because I don't know. Would I be able to make an Arcana check to understand why it popped back, or is that just an obvious thing?
Would I, as a wizard, know that
something is a permanent fixture of this building, and it's not going away?
Gaia,
you can suppress it with dispel magic, but it's not going to just go away.
Okay. How's your health?
Is it unlocked? Oh, do we know?
I don't know.
Yeah, you found it. You can figure out how to open it.
All right.
I can cast a dispel magic also to try and dispel the one of the big bads that's there, and then you just go.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
I mean, the Iron Giant can open the door.
It's not what... You're holding a weapon, right? I sort of look around, because it's conjuration. Could be a couple different things, but...
Yeah.
Okay, because I think we're about to be surrounded. Maybe not, but we'll see.
Well...
I open the door.
Make a wisdom save, I believe.
Oh, real good at those.
That's a good roll, though.
19 on a wisdom save.
You see Kira disappear. And beyond where she was, you see a portal.
Neat. Like, disappear in thin air, or like she went through the portal?
Similar to when you have banished things, but not quite the same.
Would an Arcana check give me more detailed information, or no?
Depends on how high you roll.
Not high enough.
Nope.
15?
Nope.
18?
Nope. Without anything to study beyond just the fact that she vanished? No.
Cool.
If I've gone above 20, sure. But
can I cast Sending?
Sure.
And I'm just going to try and send. Before I do that, would I know that if it's extra planar, would it still get to somebody?
I don't know. Read the spell.
Sending, I believe, has to be on the same plane of existence.
Okay.
No, it's a percentage chance. 5% chance that it doesn't arrive. I thought it was greater than that.
Okay.
You're going to try to send her Kira?
Yeah, and ask if she's okay.
Oh.
Before we all walk into a potential trap.
Why don't you send to the person whose room this is and say, hey, how do we turn this shit off?
I could do that. So then I would send to... Well, would it travel...
Gromf is a 100% chance of success if he chooses to respond.
Okay.
If I've been teleported off this plane of existence, it is a 95% chance you're able to contact me.
But then you wouldn't be able to actually Yeah.
No, I can respond. It's just a, what would I say?
Yeah. So I would, I would then I would send a grunt. Hey, bro, found the secret door. Person.
No.
Fuck you. You go.
Person who opened disappeared. Portal behind. They okay? Question mark. How do we turn this off? So I still have three words and I'm not going to use them. Please help.
Where is book?
Thanks. Oh, where is book? Perfect.
Oh, shit.
Busy signal.
About five of the words that you get back is laughing.
Ha.
You don't check the gym through the portal.
Okay. That's it.
Check the gym? Like so the GYM?
That is all you get.
Yeah.
GEM?
Yeah.
GTL,
I'm
bro.
I'm just trying to think of the order. I'm just remembering the order in which I asked my questions. So, how do you turn this off? You don't. They okay. He didn't answer. Or he said, check the gym.
Is there a gym laying around in here?
Make a perception check.
It's not a good one.
God damn it.
10.
No.
11.
Yes. No.
Oh, wait, which one is it? Yes or no?
Hey, Grin, look for a gym.
The gym could be inside the portal.
It could be.
Kalesa rolled very well. She is also very hurt. No, she doesn't see anything.
Let's keep going. I think it's through the portal. Let's just walk through.
Before we go anywhere, I'm going to heal the person that Gromph wants us to bring back.
No.
I'll mark it. I'm casting it at third level. So add 15 health back to her,
Jeff.
She looks much better.
Did you say that she did not see it find a gym?
No, she didn't.
Okay. I walked through the portal.
Okay.
Same's.
Okay.
Me too.
Okay. Each of you find yourself in a hazy corridor.
Like our own corridors or together?
Not together.
Cool.
Walk down the corridor.
Okay. Make an intelligence check.
I think that's all.
Yeah, it is an intelligence check.
15.
Okay.
Not a 15.
I'm assuming you're walking down the corridor, but...
Yeah, I mean, my first thought would be to look at it as if it's a delusion, but I don't know if that's what this roll is for. And that is a crit fail.
Okay. What would you guys like to do?
Find the book.
Help me!
Find Kira.
I guess we're just walking, then.
Make me an intelligence check.
That dice is going into jail.
Yep. Same.
It's a 17 for me.
I got 19.
You keep taking turns. You keep progressing down a corridor. What'd you get?
19.
19, Lucas?
Big old 9.
Cool. Bear corridors.
Bear.
Grizzly. Nope. Polar. Panda?
Leather chaps.
Ooh.
Yes, that kind.
My chocolate salty balls.
Just big dudes named Steve and Earl. Ready to show you a good time.
28.
Cracked up.
Gotta make sure we're stuck in the corner. Enough number.
What'd you get?
I hadn't rolled yet. I was going to ask for an Arcana check.
Make it.
Fucking hell.
No.
I mean, it's a 13.
Another Troy, dice for the jail.
You know you're in a maze spell. And rolling that high on an intelligence check should have gotten you out.
Okay.
There's something else here. There's something else that you need to do here. And you need to figure out what it is.
Troy's like, fuck, I've done this before.
I say the password again.
Nope.
Ooli lolly golly, what a day.
What are you guys doing?
I want to make another Arcana check.
Go for
I know
it.
That I'm in a spell. I just can't.
You don't
out
know
what
that you're in a spell, but
I scream out, "We're in a spell!"
I assume that I'm in a spell, and I just haven't figured it out.
That's a good assumption.
Yep. That is a 22.
I got 21 on Arcana. I don't know if it helps me out anymore.
A 10.
Okay. God, you're an awesome wizard.
I just keep rolling low.
It's like, fuck? Why is this place all misty and shit? I haven't rolled a double digit
since I walked into this maze.
This is a test. Only a high-level spellcaster can get out of here.
Well, we're all fucked.
You guys are pretty...
Says the high-level spellcaster!
I would not consider myself a high-level spellcaster.
You are more than halfway up the tier.
I got a 20.
For spell levels.
Well...
I got a 20 that
no.
time.
No.
Oh.
My high spell level is 3.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's 3 out of 5, isn't it? They don't go above 5th
level. Oh, for
Artificer?
Are we still doing Intelligence or are we doing Arcana now? What's
I don't care. What do you want to do?
Yeah, 3 out of 5.
So?
Can I cast Locate Creature on Kira?
I don't know. You can. What?
It's just described. Go for it. Describe or name a creature that is familiar to you. You sense the direction that the creature's, that their location within 1,000 feet.
The compass needle is spinning.
Okay. I know I'm in a maze spell.
What level spell is that?
4th level.
Okay.
I don't know what we're doing.
Bland indie.
Trying to be smarter than a maze.
I rolled 21 in Arcana. Did I get anything?
You're pretty sure you need to cast a high enough level spell.
Which I probably don't have.
You go up to 3rd, you're pretty sure not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But did you say that my intelligence checks got me out of the maze? Or
it should
have.
Oh, should have. But didn't.
Yeah, you know what you're in. You know what should get you out. And it didn't. There's something else that somebody has to do. Schroeder, when you edit this, insert the Jeopardy music, please.
Is there a check that I can make? I would assume with passing my Arcana check, I have the same knowledge or no?
I'm kind of building on each okay. roll. You're all sitting here at the table. You're all getting the information. I'm not going to make each one of you leave to answer the question.
Right. Am I able to make another check to get an insight on what level we would have to do or what needs to be done?
Sure. Higher than 4th.
Okay. That's okay. Well, I'm trying not to burn.
Is it that simple?
No.
Okay.
You wouldn't think so. No.
Were you holding up a dispel magic?
Yeah.
Yeah. I assumed that was not it.
Any spell or just a specific spell? That's the question.
Keep looking at Lucas. He's been throwing it out. Just throwing it out there.
Make an Arcana check.
I can't roll more than a single digit. So
okay.
I'm just going to die in this maze. And okay. I can just not play anymore.
I'm okay with that.
How many rations do you have?
Probably enough for a few days.
How's life in a gym, Jeff? Is it pretty sweet?
Did you hear that?
No, it's pissing you off. You know those the times in the movies where somebody's caught behind a huge glass wall and just boom, boom, boom as they're pounding on it? That's exactly what you're doing.
Sweet. Adamantine.
You see a red room.
Huh.
Outside, through the glass wall, you see a red room.
Adamantine, no effect.
Oh, no.
I'll talk to the glaive in the meantime while they try and figure things out to provide content for listeners who may need something.
Okay.
Well, this blows.
It does. I got stuck underground once. I don't want to do it again.
Shit. Any suggestions? Or will you slowly watch me die in here?
You know what?
How much air do you think is in a gym?
The glaive is not that intelligent. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what spells got us or what kind of trap got us.
23 on Arcana.
You need to burn a high enough level spell slot. It doesn't matter what spell. You need to prove your power.
But is that only going to save me?
I don't know.
Then I'll burn a 5th level spell slot casting something.
Sweet. 5th level is high enough. Everybody pops out in a lab.
5th level fireball and everybody dies.
Pull out a magic harpoon I've had for a while and start poking.
I forgot about the harpoon.
But she's still stuck.
Is there a gym anywhere?
Okay, when you get in here, let me see if there is a...
The thing that I wouldn't be worried about is the gym. It's what else is in here to fight you. How is that conjuration? I'll have to ask later. I would have thought it would have been.
Plane shift is conjuration.
Really? Okay. All right, fair enough.
Well, maze is also conjuration. Eighth level.
Maze, I could see conjuration. But
I was looking at maze because I was like, I know I'm in a maze, so that means I would know potentially what that spell does.
This circular chamber is lit by magical candles and floored in black stone, engraved and inlaid with magical diagrams in silver and gold. A female drow stands in the center of a magic circle, hands resting on her hips. Behind her, shelves and cabinets hold ceramic pots, glass vials, and other arcane paraphernalia, while a tome bound in black leather lies open on a lectern, its pages covered in spidery glyphs. The only exit appears to be the archway filled with a black void.
Is there a gem somewhere?
You can search.
What is this individual doing?
She is standing in a magic circle.
Ooh, Jeff, since they won't want to ask the question, can you describe the look of this drow and of this drow?
Naked.
Sweet.
Worried?
Fucking pissed.
So mad.
Hi.
You think you could lend a lady a hand?
It's more like clank, 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 clank.
But I don't have metal hands, so, you know.
What's your
just
name?
Just like the sound of a stamping machine. Clonk, 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 clonk.
And who are we helping?
What is it? Is it like that sex toy silicone that just kind of... What?
What
are your hands made of? If they're not metal, what are they?
I don't have metal hands.
He's saying he personally...
Okay, I thought you meant the Warforged didn't have metal hands. Like, what the fuck are they made of?
Well, I mean, technically, Warforged doesn't have to be metal.
Yeah?
And what's your name?
Ilara.
Is that a name we've heard before?
What are you looking at me for? I'm not there.
Ilara.
I appreciate that.
Huh.
Ilara. I don't have a house.
So why has Gromf got you in the old circle there?
Because he's a bastard.
I got that part.
I was helping him with research.
Research into summoning Loth, maybe?
No.
Hmm. Anything in particular?
Summoning.
Hmm.
It wasn't for Loth, though. That would be foolish.
Didn't have anything to do with summoning all the other demon lords to material plane, did it?
I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Yeah.
No, it definitely happened.
And the son of a bitch hasn't been back since to let me out.
You part of the ritual?
No, I'm the research assistant.
And what's binding you here?
Hey, Mr. Wizard, I would assume it's the circle she's standing in.
Lucas has no idea what that does, so I'm asking questions.
It's a magic circle. It either keeps something out or keeps something in.
Okay.
If only there was a way to get rid of magic things.
I mean, you know that you could smudge the circle and break it.
Oh, just really? Just like...
Yes, you break the circle and she's free.
Yeah, but is she going to try to kill us? That's the question.
Don't look at me.
Right.
My only comment for this, I sent to Jeff already.
Is there a gem in here? I ask her.
What's it worth?
A friend's life.
To me.
Getting out of that circle?
Your life.
I'd appreciate that. Let me out, I'll show you where it is.
Not quite how this works. We've the upper hand now.
Oh no, I want to see this. Lucas Patterson, master negotiator. Everybody else is get real quiet. I want to see how this goes.
While they're negotiating, can you do me a favor and check and see if there's any magical traps on his memoir in the corner?
Detect magic on the Archmage of Zemzemzemz over Zan's magic book.
Pretty sure it's going to be magical.
I didn't know if you could see magic on the thing, the pedestal it's on.
I'm sure everything in this room is magic. The whole room's going to blind you.
Just a reminder, our expedient retreat requires my 6th level slot.
Yeah, no, I know.
Okay. I'm going to the book, to the grimoire, what I would assume to be the grimoire.
That's a good guess.
Okay. I'm going to use my wild shape and add 40 hit points temporarily.
Mm-hmm. I thought you already had it on.
I did before you knocked me.
Oh.
So when I...
Oh, yeah. It took out your temp hit points.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm just going to add those, and then I'm going to pick up the book.
Okay. You pick up the book.
Okay. Cool.
Cool.
I'm fine with that.
Are there, like, clothes laying around that would be hers? Or...
Hang on a second. You see that the book bears the title Zan'Olial, which is Elvish, and describes the rituals for summoning and binding powerful demons. It's open to the chapter that talks about the summoning of Demogorgon.
Cool.
I'll go ahead and do that.
It's Elvish. What does that mean? Like, what does that title mean?
The Book of the Eight.
Ah, I can also read that. Elvish is my native language.
I'm going to go ahead and throw a bookmark in that particular one.
Cool.
Close the book and put it in my pack. Unless I'm being told to wait a minute from
doing no, that. You, no, no, not you.
Okay.
You do you, boo-boo.
Find out where that gym's at, yep.
I haven't rolled a perception yet. You guys were doing your thing, so.
I didn't want to interrupt.
It's not a good perception check. Okay. After I've secured the grimoires, I'm going to start looking for the gym.
Okay.
So, do I just need to make an investigation check?
Yeah, that's fine. Or an arcana.
Okay. I will go arcana.
Well, if I knew I could do arcana, I would have gotten higher.
That's a 19 on the die, so a 27.
You find various arcane components and ritual items around the workroom worth 1,000 gold, and a 6,000 gold piece diamond also sits on a small stand atop a workbench.
That would be the gem, or a gem.
Okay. I will collect the other things and go take a closer look at the diamond.
I'm sure at this point, Kira is lighting up the glaive as a strobe. And
inside the diamond?
Mm-hmm. Inside the diamond.
Okay.
That's awful bold of you to assume.
Yes.
Well, either way, you can see her.
We don't know how to get her out, but we do have her.
I gotta look this up. I've never actually gotten to use this spell.
You grab the gem?
What can I say except you're welcome.
Yeah. What was it being held in something?
What?
The gem that
it was
I found.
On like a pedestal.
Got you.
I feel pretty good about that 19. Not good enough, apparently.
Well, since bargaining to get you out based on the gym, which I now have, why don't we go ahead and change that deal to how do we get our friend outside of the gym?
We may also be able to.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, you can 100% roll the arcana on this.
Nat 20.
He's good.
Skill roll.
That is an imprisonment spell.
I will remove my Pawafwi and give it to Alara.
Oh, you're letting her out?
I'm giving her the Pawafwi to wear.
If you're giving it to her, you're breaking the circle. Crossing the circle. Yes.
That does make sense.
Then I'm not doing that yet.
Okay. You know that you can dispel that, but only if it's cast with a 9th level slot.
So he's going to have to do it for us. None of us have that high of a spell.
Or
I gotta keep my mouth shut.
You don't have to. We are on a team playing this game together.
Yeah, but he's not in the room. His character's not in the room to talk.
Cody is in the room. Like,
we're metagaming.
God forbid we ever do that.
Did you grab the gem?
I begin screaming my thoughts from the gem, Jeff.
Well, good news is you won't die in there.
Nope.
It also makes sense as to why my locate creature didn't work. Because divination spells can't locate or perceive the target.
You also weren't on the same plane yet.
I assume. Figured it was worth trying.
Mm-hmm.
I actually got here before you guys did without casting a spell, so in a lot of ways, I won.
Sure.
Well, they've got us now. Maybe we won't be trapped here for forever.
We haven't picked it up yet. It's still sitting there.
Oh, I thought he said he picked it up.
Not yet.
Why the hell are they just looking at us?
I don't know. Can they not see us? Hey! Hey, assholes! Jeez. She begins taking a hammer and a piton. Just crack through it.
Pound away at it and you don't see any dent.
Yeah, but what's a barbarian going to do in an imprisonment spell?
No, I get that.
Okay. How many slots do I have?
The glaive is offering unhelpful constructive criticism.
Sure. Put your back into it, you bitch! Shut up, glaive!
Maybe if you give it more of a downward angle on the piton, you'll get a better effect.
I saw
you gotta dig in a little more.
I saw the dwarves do this once to crack stone. If I put a bunch of these in a row... smashing her finger, she's trying to set it. Ah, fuck!
I cast Sending again.
Okay.
To Grump.
Good call.
Hey, bro. Such a waste. What specific condition did you set to release the target in your imprisonment spell? We're at the gym. Could use some help freeing someone. Thanks again.
See how much fun Sending spells are?
Roll a percentage die.
That's true.
Oh, so we're on a different plane?
Oh, 1,000% you are. Well, I think it only had a 5% chance of failure, though.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Don't roll 5 or below.
65.
Okay.
Hey, bro. Ha ha. Ha 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 ha. Ha
ha. You fucked. Goodbye.
Because it says you have to specify.
No, I understand.
You only get one shot, or can you continue to communicate back and forth for a while?
One shot. 25 words. Mm-hmm. You get a message back. I bet it was the redhead. Dip it in female drow blood.
Well, now we got to kill this bitch. It's the only female. Well, unless we get out and like prick the finger of the one who we're trying to save.
The one you're trying to save.
Then we meet.
She's a surface elf in disguise.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. That's right.
So.
That's what she's in here for.
What's her name?
Ilara.
Ilara. Any chance that if we let you out, we could have just a little bit of your blood?
I don't think that'll turn out the way you think it will.
Without a fight?
I don't think that'll turn out the way you think it will.
You mean drop's not enough is what you're saying?
You think he's just trying to fuck us over into killing you?
No, I think if you need drow blood, you need to look elsewhere.
Oh, are you not a drow?
A magic circle wouldn't hold a drow.
Got ya. What are you then?
You let me out. I'll tell you. I'll tell you where to find.
Hey, bro. What's with bitch in circle? I don't have Sending. Or do I?
I have a sinking suspicion. We don't want to let her out, guys.
I keep feeling the same. It's probably a good idea not to.
Then say something. Like, help us out.
How's she still alive?
I don't know. Like,
how's she still alive?
Magic.
No. How is she still alive?
She's a flesh golem.
If she were a drow, he hasn't been here in months. How is she still alive?
She ate her clothing.
Beyond everything else. There's a lot of things that she could be, but anything we can fight is very far down on the list.
Yeah. I say we leave her. And we go. We got Kira. We put Kira in our pocket.
Take the gem.
A new hand touches the beacon.
Guys, make me an intelligence check.
17 on the die.
I have my guesses at who it is, what it is. Jeff gets card.
22.
Okay. Putting facts together. You know that the one who guided Grom's ritual was Loth.
Right.
So odds are that his research assistant is somebody sent by Loth.
Mm-hmm.
You've dealt with enough demon shit in the last couple months. You know that the handmaidens of Loth are Yaklaw demons who can appear as drow.
Cool. Gotcha. Good to know.
So that's possibly or probably what this woman is.
Is it possible that there's drow blood as a reagent in here?
That's a good call. I didn't think about that.
I mean, anything's possible. Are you asking her?
Preparedness roll.
Yeah, I would ask her.
I mean, there's also shelves of random shit.
Yes.
You mind pointing it out?
You mind smudging that circle?
After you point it out.
That sounds like a very poor proposition for me.
Well, we're not going to let her free, so let's just find anything that looks like blood.
Has Hold Person been discussed?
It's not a person.
Hold Monster? Like,
I don't have any spell slots that high anymore, dude. We're pretty well fucked if this thing wakes up.
Yeah?
It'd work.
You're talking about...
Yes, that's what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Clearly, these guys have not read enough fantasy literature to where the circle gets smudged, and then I believe the phrase is, "Damn wizard, I'll kill you." Who did that? That might have even been in a Salvatore book. Somebody's got something trapped somewhere, and the circle gets smudged accidentally from knocking something over, and there's some, "Damn wizard, I'll kill you!" Maybe it's a Dresden file thing. I don't remember.
I know that Dresden pissed off a demon that he summoned for information. And it couldn't get out of the circle.
Yeah, that was...
Chauncey.
You're talking about that?
Yeah.
Hmm? You giving us slots for what you want to do?
I have. Before or after?
I mean, if you're just going to walk through the portal, walk through the portal.
I was going to look for a reagent instead of having to...
I agree. But chances are you're not going to find it on your own.
Yeah.
You could try. That's your backup. You hope that works.
Yeah.
Or you just fuck off.
We can deal in good faith. I want out of here. You want your friend back.
I'd like to make an investigation roll.
Sure.
On the
Go
room.
For it.
You read Elvish, right?
Mm-hmm.
You might need your help if they're labeled things. It's an 18.
You find a rack of vials full of blood.
Okay. Are there labels on anything?
No.
What are you going to do?
I'm just going to start opening them.
Opening them and pouring them over the gym?
Yeah. What's the worst that could happen?
I don't know, but I can make something up.
Is there anything that distinguishes drow blood from other humanoids?
It's green.
I mean, I've seen it. I've drawn drow blood.
I mean, they're... It's red like yours.
Okay.
She'll say, "I can tell it by taste."
Anybody else playing at this fucking game?
I like the chaos theory.
I'll let you out if you help.
Yeah.
And we're dealing in good faith.
Sure.
Fuck it. I smudge the circle.
Okay. Just let me taste.
I'll bring her the blood samples.
It's a choice.
Just let me
find the stats for the monster.
I let her out. Because I found blood samples, and she can tell which one's drow by taste.
Can I not use an identify ritual on these things before you do that?
Mm.
I don't know.
They're not magical blood. They're just different kinds of blood.
It doesn't have to be magical.
Do you understand how identify works?
You can choose one object that you must touch throughout the casting of the spell. If it is a magic or some other magic imbued object, you learn its properties.
It does not have to be magic.
No, it says you learn it if it is magic.
Yeah. No.
If it's magic or magic imbued, you learn its properties.
Yeah.
So these are vials of blood.
They're not magic. They're not magically imbued.
You choose one object that you must touch throughout the casting of the spell. Period.
Okay.
If it is magic.
Yep. If it's magic, then what happens, Lucas?
Yeah. If that item happens to be magic, you learn its shit.
Right. So then that means if it's not magic, you don't learn shit. It's and we're looking at a rack of blood that's not magical, Lucas.
It's a spell to identify magical properties of items.
All right, let's fight.
You read that three times, and that's what it says.
The way I read it. Whatever. Good.
She'll walk over and dip a dainty little finger in the first one, taste it. Just starts going down the line.
Okay.
And we're trusting her to give us the correct.
I've got a ready to action if she doesn't do what I ask.
Okay.
Okay.
It's to run through the portal.
Sorry, I'm reading. Okay. Yeah, she gets about 8 down the line. She says, "That's the one."
I'll pick it up and put it over the stone.
Okay. Make a wisdom save. As soon as you turn your back.
not a great one.
And it's not saving throw.
Wisdom save.
Right.
Plus your save.
Right. Okay. So that is a 17.
Okay. You got it.
Do I recognize something happened?
Oh, yeah. You definitely felt a wave roll over you.
Okay. Then I turn and fire mine.
Okay.
Wisdom save.
What are you firing?
I'm sorry. Charisma save.
As a charisma save?
Yeah.
On a demon of Loth?
Fail.
Bye, bitch. Yeah. She's banished.
Did the blood help?
I try it.
Yes.
So Kira,
gem will shatter and Kira appears.
That's a demon!
It's gone.
Actually, Kira would not appear in the room with you.
Oh, it's more fun that way.
She would appear back in Grumps.
You hope?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more fun that way.
All right, guys. We got what we came for.
Out the door, then.
Anything else in this room?
Scoop everything up and just go. No, I'm not going to rob his vault. Let's roll.
No, I already took the 1,000 GP worth of stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure he's not going to notice. Come on.
I don't really care if he does. Yeah. All right. I will go to the only way that seems to be in this area.
Back through the void?
Did we walk through the void to come through?
Well, no. Because of the maze, you just appeared here.
It's the only exit in here.
It is the only exit. Yeah. You will pop back into the office.
Is Kira there?
Yep.
There's a demon.
Hello, love.
Yep. She's back with Loth.
We got her.
I took care of it.
Cool. Fuck, I hate face-checking doors.
Can we fuck off?
Yes.
Let's do that.
I think we got what we need, guys.
We fuck off.
By fuck off, I tell Grin.
Yeah. Yeah. We got what we plan, need. Go.
Let's try and work our way back out of here.
Okay. You don't even need to. I mean, you've got Windwalk prepared.
Yep.
You go into mist form, you can go right out windows.
Yeah, I mean,
you can go out an arrow slot.
We're gone.
And okay. You're gone.
Fucking Windwalk this shit out of here.
We will Windwalk straight from his office.
All the way to that goddamn tunnel. And continue traveling for, what, 8 hours or some shit?
We have 8 hours of duration that we could dash.
You could get back to Araj.
Yeah.
Cool. Can I take a nap now?
You are always so worried about getting a goddamn rest.
If you're worried about your spell slots, and almost
no spell slots left.
You got any third-level
no,
spells left?
No, you cannot rest.
Third?
Yeah.
But you can level up.
We can't level up without resting. That's the rule.
Then I guess you're fucked.
Because if you'd like to be nice to Jeff,
are we going to try and do this thing now?
You could tell Jeff now as a cliffhanger to 2 weeks from now, okay. Or if you want to be a fuck, you wait and put him on the spot in a couple weeks.
What?
Ooh. I'm not going to be a fuck. I'm going to do it now, just because I think it's fun.
Roll for a niche, Adam.
Yeah.
No, I say wait.
No, I think it's fun.
The letter you wrote.
Yeah, it's fun to wait.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think that's... Says,
so. I think we're less likely to get anything that we want if we'd wait.
Yes. Jeff does reward clever play. So if he sees this as clever, we might get a reward out of it.
You already sent this?
No.
No.
Upon returning on our way back, preferably when what's-his-fuck-face isn't around.
Viserion?
Definitely not Viserion. Yeah. Because he can send silently, right?
Yes.
So he and I may have had a whispered conversation or whatever, but I wrote this and said to Schroeder that he needs to send this.
I'm going to read what it says, and then I'm going to say who it's to.
Okay.
I'm going to cast Cindy. Hey, bro. We can stop the demon invasion by summoning all the lords to one place per 2 drow wizards. Need a good location. Thoughts? ? To Elminster.
You figure it out now. You got 2 weeks to come up with an answer.
And we can cut it there.
It's a good Cliffy.
No, I can give you an answer. Actually, first, give me a percentage roll.
Oh, yeah, because he's definitely not on our plane.
You never know where he might be.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
As long as it's not a double zero, he's all right.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yep.
It was 90-something.
Yep.
What demon invasion? Which two archmages?
Doesn't he know the demon invasion? We've talked to him about demon lords, did we not?
I thought we did.
We did when we
and
were
do I know you?
Beep. That's what happens when you don't use enough messages.
That's the response you get. You met Elminster, but the ghost type visions that you were getting of these people, they were all out of time. They were from different periods.
Mm.
Okay.
So we met a version.
Mm-hmm.
Bummer.
But we'd have to know him to be able to send to him.
Everybody knows who Elminster... I don't remember his last name, but everybody knows who Elminster is.
Well, but don't you have to like know the person?
And you have met him.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that should at least like help...
That would... He would be able to contact him
Yeah.
in this time. And he may, I mean, you may be right now what is tipping him off to go to Graven Hollow and find out about the demon invasion.
So to talk back, we have to send again.
Yes.
I mean, I can do it again.
I mean, I would.
Grumph, Bon Ray, unleashed demon lords.
All demon lords. All demon lords, but Loth. Grumph.
Are in the Underdark.
Yeah. Grumph brought them to the Underdark. I've got 15
skip
more.
Skip the.
Also, Vizarin Devere.
Yeah. Yeah, I was to say.
Vizarin Devere.
Devere.
Other mage.
I wouldn't say that. We named two known mages.
Okay.
Like.
And then you just need to tell him where we met him.
We met in Graven Hollow.
I'm Ortland.
I'm Ertlin.
Have a nice day.
What year is it?
I don't know.
Or is the assumption that I'm talking to him at today's date?
You would have you to be are talking to him presently.
In present.
But okay. I think we talked to him.
And he hasn't been to Graven Hollow yet.
P.S. I forgot at the beginning, hey, bro.
P.S. I forgot at the beginning, hey, bro. That'd be one too many.
I forgot at the beginning, the hey. Buzz.
Telling you. You don't need
to. Oh, no. We'll just get rid of I.
P.S. at beginning, forgot, hey, bro.
Yeah. There you go.
Grumph is a dick. Vizarin should be dead, but is a liar. Mm-hmm. Not enough information. We'll check out Graven Hollow. Somewhere away from bystanders.
Wait, should we meet him in Graven Hollow now?
No, we already did.
No, I mean now.
Yeah, we met future him. Now him doesn't know who the fuck we are.
That's what I'm saying. Should we now go to Graven Hollow to meet him there?
Okay, we're still recording. I couldn't see it behind Troy's head.
Hid!
I think that's good for now. We can pick up here next
time. Okay, you're going to get the talisman next time. I need to know where you're planning to set it off so that I can prep that.
In your face! The problem is, that's what we're trying to figure out.
I think Basilisk can turn demon lords into stone.
Probably not.
Probably not.
We need to confirm whether or not the maze engine will kill them. Because leaving them...
How long after we give him the book are we going to have the talisman?
I would have to look.
Like, do we have any idea if it's a time or if it's going to be like we hand it to him and we get it in like 4 hours? Because if we're going to investigate the maze engine, we should investigate the maze engine. Because is that where the Modron is? No. Did we leave him there?
I honestly don't remember what you did with him.
We left everyone basically at like Neverlight Grove.
Yeah.
We should talk to the Modron if we're going to talk about the maze.
Well, you talk to the Modron and you talk to Grumph. The maze engine should set things in order. What that means, you don't necessarily know. Grumph doesn't even know. He's never turned one on.
But that's the hard part for me to assume, is that Grumph is saying the maze engine for altruistic means.
Grumph's primary interest is getting rid of the demons.
Sure. I would say if I have a vote, it's probably pick up the Modron and check out the maze engine.
Cool.
Because I'm sure as fuck not doing it wherever Vizarin wants us to do it.
Yeah.
In Minzabranda.
And yeah, we talked to Elminster, and if it was obviously a trap... Maybe Elminster would have said fucking, I don't know, Silvery Moon or some shit. You know what I mean? He could have said in the deserts of nowhere. But it probably needs something of arcane power, and we know the maze engine has that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think it's a bad idea.
Well, if the Modron's in Neverlight Grove, getting him is easy. Because we can just shroom back.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we leave a thing near the engine? Weren't we closer to it?
Basically.
Yeah.
At the Angels.
Our title track, Elders, is provided by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about the band at sleepfortheweary.com. Want to continue the conversation? Find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel or on Twitter at Rancor's_Brothel. Need more actual play episodes? Find over 1,000 individual episodes at our website, rancorsbrothel.com. Thank you for listening. Much love, and keep circulating the tapes.
to leave. Know that he